listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality. With Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly.
And welcome to everyone for Spirit of Life for, what is it, Wednesday, October 7th, 2015. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Good to be here again this week. Looking forward to it.
Yep, after a week off, we were able to get our player working again. Apparently there was some changes to Google and so forth, and they got the code right. So anyway, it's working now. Good to have everybody here, whether you're listening live or to the archive. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, IACMH Church, another name for the church, is also has several other educational programs, empoweredrecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, paranexus.org, which is an association of anomalous researchers, Metaphysics Institute, where you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics, spiritual counseling, life coaching, healing, hypnosis, paranormal, and many other areas. And we also have another school that we're launching here in a couple of weeks. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little while toward the end of the program. I'd like to also do our abbreviated principles of belief. You can find these in full at metaphysicalhumanism.org, but they are very briefly. Number one, do no harm, do right. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number four, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number five, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number six, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Number seven, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. Number eight, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And number nine, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And again, for more information on these, as well as an expanded discussion, visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. So tonight, we're going to do another version, another episode of our mindful expansion, where we use our self-discovery cards to set the theme for the discussion, so to speak. And toward the end of the program, we have a couple of announcements that are kind of cool. So hang on till then. So we'll keep you hanging on until the end, to the bitter end.
I drew our first card for the evening. Great. You're talking mindful expansion. Well, this is number 32, sympathy and empathy. What a great symbol that is to get us started here.
Which card was that again? I'm sorry.
Number 32, service to self and others in that suit.
Right. And the face value again?
Empathy, number 32.
Okay.
I don't think we've pulled this card before.
At the center we might have, but go ahead.
Yes, that's true. I'm just going to read from our booklet, and for those who aren't aware, we have the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Cards, the little guidebook. It gives a little, a brief little description, but it means what it means to you. So, mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, which is the sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. always extend the benefit of the doubt until there is no longer a reason to do so. You know, Jenny was talking in the chat moments ago that she's been going through a big change, a big move, and she said change is good, but it's difficult to adjust to sometimes. And I think I can relate to the sympathy and empathy and compassion for any kind of change, and particularly what you're going through, Jenny. And it's really about taking one step at a time, getting the support that you need. And sometimes I say in life, it's the one layer at a time. But it really is where we all kind of connect with each other and having that empathy. And we fully support you in your changes. So if ever you need, you know, an ear or fires off an email, you know, connect with people who are here in the chat room. We have also the one, you know, the One Planet community. And you know that there's always a family for you.
Yeah, and I can tell you, certainly tell you, too, that Dr. Vicki can certainly empathize, not just sympathize, but empathize with big, big changes because she's just done gone through them. And I won't get into them, but well, she knows what she's talking about big time.
You know, I don't mind at this point sharing, but I did go through some huge life changes for a lot of reasons. And just to cut to the chase, I after 20 years of living on an acreage with horses, dogs, cats, and you know, in the past I had got ducks and geese and chickens, and I now live in town with my two cats. So it's been a huge transition. And I'm good, but I really mean this for anybody who's going through changes. There's, you know, I've mentioned this before in the past, a deep sense of spirituality is what takes you through that. This is just life. This is the way humans have to go through changes, and we have to accept them, and we take one step at a time to make the adjustments and know that, you know, everything in life is temporary, and here we go. So I thought I had some years left on living on an acreage, but, you know, I am 60 years old this month. And, you know, I say, okay.
Happy
my body's
birthday.
Not up for it. Thank you. You know, in some ways, my body's not up for it anymore. I just can't haul water like I used to and other things. But I am. I'm doing super. I'm doing great. And
yes, you are.
And the cats are driving me crazy because now
just
they
like
want
they should.
Me.
Exactly. Just like
well,
cats should.
I have a young cat that, see, they've never been in town before. They're farm cats. So, but I have a young cat that sits on the kitchen table and looks out on the street and growls at everybody walking.
Gotta love cats.
So the thing is, you have to take the lighter side. And I'd like to share this with Jenny and anybody else who's listening. When it comes to compassion and empathy and having that sensitivity towards others, you also have to have it for yourself and find those lighter moments. Find the joy in a day. And it's thankfully I've had obviously IMHS, which is a great life force. I have Dr. Kelly and Tracy and Michael. I have my family, friends, and all these good things, even though there's a lot of things we don't like about life, there are these wonderful shining moments of things that are beacons in our world. And that's what you follow. Always follow those shining lights and those beautiful things that get you through a day. So, yeah, I hope that helps,
good
Jenny.
Advice.
I mean, because, you know, we each have a story. Every human being has a story. And we don't know that story. And very often people will share that or not. But when you meet people, whether it's in a restaurant, in the grocery store, you know, going through your day, every human being has a story. And this is where to treat each other with respect and regard, because every human being deserves that. And I think that's what number 32 is really talking about, sympathy and empathy. And we talk about mindful expansion. We have these, you know, the self-regard, which you have to look after yourself, but also in our connection with other people. And again, that know that everybody's got something going on. So
yeah.
Always keep right. that in mind.
So let's do another card.
All right. I have them fanned out here. Oh, self-mastery, self-completeness in the Life Leadership Paragon Suit number 7. That's card number 7 for anybody who does have their, you know, their cards, because we know we've, you know, lots of people have ordered them and have them. And so, and if you haven't, I'm going to do a little sales pitch here. Please go on the site and order your cards.
Physicalhumanism.org. Just look for the store link and you'll find them.
And there they are. So self-mastery, nice. They are, they're beautiful cards. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. And that's really important. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. In other words, we respond rather than react. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness. And of course, we know that self-completeness in the Life Leadership Paragon is self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. That equals self-completeness.
And I just want to talk for a minute. I'll add to that on the difference between responding and reacting. Responding basically means you think first. Reacting is a gut level thing. You know, sometimes in life we have to react. You know, if you're walking across the street and a bus is heading your way or a Mack truck, you got to get out of the way. So you react. You don't even think. You just react. And obviously you wouldn't want to, quote, respond, unquote, to that situation because it'd take too long. You need to react. And so, you know, that's usually the fight or flight response. When we respond to something, we think first. And I often use the analogy of don't catch the ball. You know, when somebody tosses a ball to you, our automatic instinct is to catch it. And so if you think about that in terms of maybe things that people might do or say to you, maybe they're mean, maybe they say something unkind, or they accuse you, or they do this, or whatever it is, they kind of throw this ball at you. And so often we catch it and we just fire right back at them. When you respond, you think first. And when you're assertive, you realize that you don't have to respond. You don't have to catch that ball. Let it bounce off, because it's usually their stuff, not your stuff. So when somebody says something like something mean or accusatory, whatever it is, let it bounce off. You don't have to react to it. You don't have to. A lot of times we're in the habit of doing that, but we don't have to be in the habit. We can just respond to it. Think first. You say, you know, I thanks for sharing how you feel. And, you know, and well, aren't you going to answer me? I don't think so. Not right now. Tell you what, let's talk in an hour and we'll discuss it. Because so often these people can be, you know, charged, emotionally charged, and you never can discuss something when you're emotionally charged. So sometimes you need the cool down time, and you can address it later if you desire, or not at all. It just depends on what it is. But assertiveness means that you reply in an empathetic, win-win, direct, and honest type manner, but you don't have to react to it. You don't have to even respond to it if you don't want to. So maybe those will help you with some relationship stuff.
And when you learn to self-manage in those ways, and really that's what it is. Sometimes we're parenting ourselves. and you learn to manage that. That is a step towards self-mastery. You're the boss of yourself. I am the boss of me. I manage how I am. And it really is about keeping your emotions in check. You know, so we're feeling beings and thinking beings also, and take those steps rather than, again, the reacting before responding. And that's self-mastery.
Mm-hmm. So. Because, you know, nobody's more worthy of your own best behavior than you are. And we don't want to rent space in our head to, you know, to other people for free. In other words, we don't want to let people get inside our head. We don't have to. It just doesn't matter. You know, what other people think of us, it is none of our business. We just doesn't matter. So always be on your best behavior, whether anybody's watching or not, because you deserve it. You don't do it for them, you do it for you. That's what we're talking about, internal expectations and internal validation. That's self-esteem. External expectations, external validation is them esteem. Did I say self-esteem the first time? Or did I say them esteem twice?
No, I think you got it right.
I am, self-esteem. Oh, good, because I am over 50.
And I'm pretty soon to say I'm over 60.
Well, you won't be over, really. More in a day.
Yeah, all right. 60 in a day. You know, it really is true that I think this, at any age, you can learn these skills. I think, if I can step out on a limb here, a lot of people use excuses about why they can behave poorly, and one of them is, well, I was just raised that way. You know, yeah. We talk about that in the program. Or, I can't help it. That's the way, you know, my
so
mother
I am.
Was.
I do. I can't change.
Yeah. And you can learn at a very, very young age that you are not necessarily, we're all products of our environment to some degree, but you can decide whether or not you want to keep that behavior. Mm-hmm. Once you're aware of it, self-mastery, once you're awake to your own thinking and your own behaviors, you get to decide what to do with that. Yeah, and that's the huge, I mean, that's power. That's what I call it. That is the ultimate power. It's not about what you control outside yourself. It's what you control within yourself. I am the boss of me. I know me. And age has no bearing on that. You can teach that to a 6-year-old, you know, and we all
or
go
a 60-year-old.
That too. So, I mean, it's at any point we're learning and growing. And yes, we're going to go through different changes. You know, youth has its own vibration, middle age has its own energies, and the same with getting older. But you can learn these new self-mastery skills at any time. It's the discipline and it's the awareness. You know, we've often said some people aren't unaware that they're unaware, and which is interesting. If you think about that, they're unaware that they're unaware.
They don't know they don't know.
But there's – all it takes sometimes is a gesture, a word, a phrase, a comment, you know, something. And, of course, always from the goodness of one's heart, that kind of opens an awareness.
Now,
go ahead.
Let me add to that and bring in the respond versus react thing as well. And this is awareness. You know, sometimes we need to be a little more aware. When somebody is angry or they're saying something to us or yelling at us or whatever, this could be at work too. You know, I mean, this happens at work. So the probably one of the characteristics of a self-complete person is they know who they are and they know why they are who they are. So if somebody's yelling at them, they will try to look beyond the face they see. In other words, what's driving this? You know, sometimes people can get frustrated and they take it out on others. It's not right. It's just the way it is sometimes. So can we look beyond that face that we see and see if we can try to discern what might be driving it? Maybe they're afraid. Maybe they're afraid something's going to happen or they won't get to do something or whatever it could be. But what's driving that? And that will help us to be a little more empathetic to bring in that first card that we talked about. And it will help us to maintain our own composure and respond appropriately to it and not take on their stuff. Because when we catch that ball, we take ownership of it. And that's not really ours to own. It's their stuff, not our stuff. So, you know, of course, if it is yours to own it, you take responsibility, you make amends, and you move forward guilt-free.
You know, you mentioned fear. That's a huge motivator for behavior. You know, when people feel vulnerable, it's fight or flight, right? But when we confront our own fears, like what am I afraid of? Am I afraid somebody's going to do something to me? Am I afraid I'm not going to have control? You know, it's like really asking yourself what is the root of the fear and why can't I respond in a good way? And how come that got the better of me? And look, you're always going to be facing new situations at all times in your life. But that fear is often the key element to self-understanding. You know, it's unfortunate, but we're a society that's kind of driven on fear. You know, fear is everywhere.
So you finish, then I'll ask this question.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's fear and reward. If you're a good girl, you'll, you know, get a reward. If you get an A, I'll get you a new bike. So it's the reward. So you stop thinking for yourself unless you want a reward. Equally, if you're not good, this bad thing will happen to you. And I mean, religion has its place there too. So it's just that fear. Ask yourself what your fears are and challenge your fears. And again, not to be in any way upset with yourself. It's just being aware and say, oh, I had no idea I was afraid of that. Or I had no idea I felt intimidated by those kinds of people. Oh, I had no idea. And just roll with it and say, well, I think I know something more about myself now.
So, and those are all great points. So the question that we can think about and ponder, even after this program's over, what do you fear and why? Most of your fears follow the acronym FEAR, false evidence appearing real. Most of our fears are irrational in nature, and they're not based on the real, whatever that is. They're based on your real, which could be an illusion. What are your fears and why do you fear that? That's just something to think about.
I love that. The fear is usually an illusion. Anyway, I mean, it's each of us has our own reality. I think if we knew when to truly be afraid, it's like, you know, don't be jaywalking because there's a truck coming. And when people I think that truck will stop for me and run across the road. So we kind of got a little backwards, but that fear is a good study in and of itself. I chose one more card.
Yeah.
I know we have some announcements here. And if anybody would like a card drawn for them, please just mention it in the chat and we'll do a quick little read for you. But this is, I pulled number 12, existential, number 12, spirit, cosmos, divine energy. And, you know, as we're talking about mindful expansion and we're talking about, you know, sympathy and empathy, and we're talking about self-mastery, and I think that pulling this, I see an appropriateness here. It's that evolving relationship we have with our inner spirit and our higher self within the context of the greater universe. So if you remember, and Jenny, I want to reach out to you again. Everything is temporary. Life's temporary. Everything, all our changes are temporary. And that's why being in the present moment, knowing that, you know, the love that we have and our exchange and interactions with one another and ourselves is in this very moment. What this little commentary says here, you are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role that you and they play. So I think it's a really powerful message that, you know, we're humans trying to figure out this human experience, but we are cosmically all connected. And we're all there for one another, even if we don't feel it physically from time to time. Just tune into that energy, be intuitive and have that sense and you know, connect a little more profoundly with the higher self and know that there's others with you on the same wavelength. It's all energy signatures, right? Mm-hmm. Totally believe that.
Let's do another card before we got time.
Okay, I'm just fanning my hand out. You know what I do with the tarot? And this is a little, you know, bit of information for people out there, is if you fan out your cards, you shuffle and fan them, just run your hand over the cards and see if you feel a temperature change, something that might be a little bit of heat or something cooler, and then draw to it. And I just pulled spirituality suit number 23, meaning and purpose.
Yeah.
Whew. That's a... especially when you're going through changes, that's huge. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. Let's say that again. The meaning of life is built upon your values and whatever you believe. The purpose of life is the action plan. So finding that sense of purpose that's, you know, from the meaning of your life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not what is the purpose of life, rather, what is the purpose of my life? Big, big question. True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof.
Those are big points. You know, a lot of people may not, I don't know if that comes over very clearly, but so let's put it into a practical example, and I'll use my own. You know, all my life, I've really had, as I look back, there's really been one primary meaning to my life, and that is it can be stated in several ways. To leave the woodpile higher than I found it, to help people, to raise a vibrational level of humanity. So that's been my overall meaning. That's what brings me meaning, to know that I'm doing something positive, I can leave this place better than I found it, and so forth. So that's been my meaning. That's what brings me fulfillment and meaning to my life. The purpose, though, has changed over the years, but the purpose has always driven that meaning. It's driven the meaning. I don't know how else to say it. You know, so the purpose at one point in my life was to be, you know, a Christian minister, and I did great at that. Another time in my life, it was to be a professional speaker and to teach people many of the points that I teach in our metaphysics program, you know, to helping managers to be leaders and leaders to be better leaders and helping people to be better communicators. And all of that goes toward helping people raise awareness, right? Raise their vibrational level. And if they're better communicators, then they're not fighting as much. If they're better leaders, they're not, you know, ticking people off as much, you know, some of these rent managers running around amok, you know. So, and here 5-6 years ago, my purpose again changed, and that's when I founded this church and Metaphysics Institute and a lot of the stuff I've been doing. And it's been a ride ever since. I mean, I've probably done more growth in the last 5 or 6 years than I've done in 2 or 3 times that prior. Because of a lot of reasons. One of them is interacting with so many students, so many people. You know, we have brilliant students, and they have some great, great approaches and great things that they're doing. And you know what they say? Often the teacher learns more than the students. So if you really want to learn a lot, start teaching. But so my purpose has changed over the years, but my meaning has really never changed. It's always been pretty much the same. And that is based on my core values, what I believe about the world, about myself, about life. And that's that I think it can be better. I think it should be better. And I'm really tired of all the tribal warfare that goes on, has been going on for eons. We need to evolve past that. So, you know, all I know is that if I can help enough people in my sphere of influence, they can in turn learn and go help others in their sphere of influence. And someday when we all grow up, maybe those spheres of influence will overlap and the world will improve.
With you on that one. I'm not seeing anyone asking for a card to be pulled in the chat room.
Yeah, if you want one, mention it real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Or we're going to... Well, actually, can I make an announcement of my own?
Absolutely.
The Advanced Intuitive Counseling course in IMHS is now available. The prerequisite to that is the M8, the spiritual counseling and
coaching
course. A lot of heart went into the Advanced Intuitive Counseling course, and I'm really proud of it. So if anybody is interested to take that, it would be a privilege. I'm very proud. So it is up and running as of today.
I'll tell you, and I'll put a plug in for it too, because I know – Dr. Vicky wasn't even sure she was going to write this. She was unsure how she was going to put all of her years of experience on paper and make it meaningful. But she did. And I'll tell you, she's about the best spiritual counselor I've ever seen. And so, and ever, she's just really good. I mean, I call her the great reframer, even though she disputes that, but that's what I call her. She's a master at reframing. And so this course is an advanced course. You can continue your learning. If you're a student at IMHS, you can elect to have this. You just got to go through M8, which is transpersonal coaching counseling. And many of students have been through that. And so you complete that and you can elect. It's M33. You'll see it. I just have to get the description up on the Metaphysics Institute website. I realized that a little while ago. I hadn't got the description up, but it's there and available. So anyway, it's a good thing.
Well, and thank you for that. There's a couple of things that I hope that I accomplished in this. And first of all is that using your intuition, because we do, as spiritual counselors, we rely on that intuition. But how to use that in a really grounded, practical way. Because again, I'm a real advocate for we're learning how to be better people. And we're learning new ways for thinking. So in the position that we're in as counselors, we can intuitively get information to know what questions to ask to be able to help people with thoughts they hadn't had before, or to see an issue from a different position. And that's why, you know, Dr. Kelly calls me a reframer. It's just, I just try to see it from all sides and ask the questions. So I hope that that came, I believe it came across in this course. And again, you're right. I did not think I could write this course, but I'm very proud of it. And with a lot of coaching from Dr. Kelly, of course, you can do this. And I go, oh, wow. And then by the time I got started, I couldn't stop. I said, well, I had no idea I had that much to say. So anyway, I hope people find it interesting and enjoy it should they decide to sign up.
There's a couple in the chat that would like a card. Let's start with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Your card is inspiration, motivation, number 45 in life skills. So I'm just going to find that and read it to you here. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Hear that again. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy. And we're all going to send you a little positive energy here, Jenny, too. So it's again, inspiration and motivation come from hope. So is there someone else?
Yeah, Dr. Angie.
Oh, hi, Dr. Angie. Okay. You know, two came together, and I can't... Whoa. Two came together, and they were just stuck together. So,
go this with is it. Very...
Okay, interesting. In the existential suit, number 18 is evolution. But the wild card, number 9, the unknowable, the blank card, came next to it.
Interesting.
Oh, this is, Angie, I think you're in for some changes in your life, or going through some big changes, and you're writing your own script here. Okay, evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear. There we go, fear again, fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort, but fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered. Now, I'm just going to carry on to the blank card. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers that you're looking for. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the conscious, unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, that's often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep for your answers. The answers lay within. So that's pretty big in my view. So it's, you're on the brink of something extraordinary.
Well, jeepers, it's been through extraordinary.
Yeah, well, you're on the brink of something really extraordinary. So you write that. Now, we're going to have other announcements coming up that involve other people too, but I think Dr. Angie's one of them. In due time, so not to put any pressure here, but Dr. Angie, go for it. Absolutely, yeah. Go for it. You're doing great.
Means. Yep. All right. So that's it for the card requests. If I'm not missing, if I miss somebody, I'll just say something again. But I don't think I did. So let's talk about some updates and so forth. The first one, well, I guess it's a big one, the only one really, is that for the last month or so, gosh, has it only been that long? It seems like longer. We're launching a new school or another school. Now, this new school does not replace IMHS. It simply takes a different approach. In the 5 years we've been doing IMHS, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot about students. We've learned a lot about people. One of the things that I have noticed repeatedly is that many students will enroll and they have good intentions and they have the best of hopes and goals and all that, and life just gets in the way. And so then the curriculum, even though it's in an accelerated format, it gets to be a little daunting. It gets to be a little heavy. And so they want the education. They just don't have as much time to do it. They don't, you know, they've got demands in life, sickness, illness, deaths of loved ones, job loss. I mean, you name it. Students experience it here and there. So, and then there's just the, you know, getting distracted. That's a big one too. But so as we have gained experience in student, what their objectives are, what they can do, what they can't do, and on, it became apparent that we need to formulate a program that caters to students that are, one of the things is that it more introductory level is one aspect of it rather than an advanced level. There are many students that I have told me that they're intimidated by the courses. They don't know if they can do it. They haven't studied, you know, been to school a long time, and there's a lot of things like that. And so one of the approaches that we're taking with this new school is it's going to be less stringent than IMHS while we still maintain our educational standards. It's going to be more esoteric, meaning more open. IMHS basically teaches metaphysical humanism. It teaches you to empower yourself. Well, the new school will teach the same thing as well, but it's still open to other modalities, other things that we just won't teach in IMHS. Because IMHS is, here's another way to look at it. IMHS takes a more objective approach to metaphysics. And that doesn't resonate with everybody. It's neither right nor wrong, it just is. And so this new school, which we have named Thomas Francis University, is going to take more of a subjective approach. Most of the courses at IMHS will be available, although they will be slightly lighter versions. Some of them have been divided into two because some of the courses at IMHS are long and intensive. And so we've split some of them up, make them less intensive and a little bit lighter. It's going to be less writing involved, a few more multiple choice questions, that sort of thing, but still very doable. So IMHS, I guess in my thinking, is kind of like the Harvard, and Thomas Francis will be like another good college, just not Harvard, but still good. So, you know, it's very tricky to talk about this because I don't want to devalue one over the other because they both have merit. IMHS will remain our flagship school. Thomas Francis will just focus on a different segment of those in the metaphysics community who want to go a little different path. The fewer courses will be required, a few fewer. Does that make sense?
Well, I also think that there's a really important factor here is that IMHS has a formula for which it's structured, and you go through that formula, but Thomas Francis University, and you go through your basic bachelor's program, you can kind of choose which course you take first.
Yeah.
And I think to add to what you're saying is, I know we've had a lot of students who want to study metaphysics, but they're new to metaphysics. And, you know, you get into B1 and you say, wow, I had no idea that there was all this involved. And it can be very intimidating. And that is the last thing that we want to do when we're helping people, you know, build awareness. So when somebody signs on to Thomas Francis University, you know, they can, what appeals to them most that you know a student can get started and, you know, make it a little more gradual and easier, kind of an easier flow.
Easier learning curve.
Absolutely. And so I think that that's perhaps the, you know, the edge for Thomas Francis University, for people who are just, you know, coming into an awareness, into an awakening on their own and saying, well, I really want to study that, but where do I start? Well, everyone starts, I suppose, in a way of what resonates with you. And that's what Thomas Francis offers. Yep. You know, I'd like to share with people, if I may, Thomas Francis, the name, it comes from Dr. Kelly's experiences with a spirit guide some years ago. And and I know you can take it from here in saying that, but I think it's a great name for a university. I think it's a very open kind of name and appealing, and I feel that energy of it, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and it's turned out to be a nice site too. You know, the web address is tfuniversity.org, and I'll announce that you can't really do anything with it right now, but because the registrations are turned off. But once it's ready in about 2 weeks, there's not. I've been working, jeepers, probably 80 hours a week, just transferring courses and getting course pages ready, and I'm almost done. So once I'm done with those here in a day or two, I'll be doing the web pages that explain everything. So, you know, if you're an IMHS student and you happen to hear this and you're struggling with the program, you're having a hard time with it, you know, contact me. We'll talk. Maybe moving over to what we're Thomas Francis would be a good choice for you. However, you know, I don't want you to think that Thomas Francis is it's not an automatic replacement for IMHS. IMHS is still, you know, and it's still a great, it's still our flagship school. It's the more advanced one, but it doesn't resonate with everybody. And you know, I think it's awesome, but it just doesn't resonate with everybody. And I get that. I understand that. So Thomas Francis is a little more open, a little more esoteric, a little more free thinking than IMHS.
Sorry to interrupt. There'll be freestanding classes too. If you want to take a course, freestanding courses, and then matter of fact, if you have friends that say, you know, I'd really like to, but geez, that's a whole program, and then to finish it, just say, go and take a course. Go to Thomas Francis University, sign on for a course, get your feet wet. Whatever courses someone takes with TFU can be accredited to, you know, the equivalent of your bachelor's or, you know, in the prerequisites to a master's. And so it's again that we're trying to make this as welcoming to a new metaphysical community as possible, without feeling overwhelmed and intimidating. And you know, I love IMHS. I love every step of the program, and I'm an advocate for that. But I'm also very well aware, as Dr. Kelly is, that it can be, again, that, wow, getting in there. And it's so, for people can take freestanding courses and, you know, you build a little cache for yourself. You can, oh, wow, you know, okay, what else, what do I need, one or two others that would give me a bachelor's? And the accomplishments that people can make on their own, in their own time and in their own way, we believe it will be helpful. And so that's the absolute intent of Thomas Francis University. So spread the word.
Yeah, and pardon our stuttering. We're just trying to position this in the right light, because we don't want to devalue one or the other, because they're both great schools. They just have different approaches. IMHS, more objective. Thomas Francis, more subjective. IMHS, more structured. Thomas Francis, less structured. I mean, we have two of the degrees that we're offering there, the metaphysical science and the spiritual philosophy, are basically you choose your own courses in it. And so, you know, there's going to be some differences. So anyway,
I might just add that we have had the college, but the college was on a very different premise. And you could take freestanding courses there, and it was a very different premise. Thomas Francis University is a more refined version of that, where people can actually accredit toward their bachelor's and master's and so on. So I'm excited for launching the program with Dr. Kelly and all the work that he's put into it. We've got some new courses coming up, so please, everybody, freestanding courses coming on to TFU. So keep your eyes peeled. Stay tuned.
Yes, it's exciting, and it'll be another nice school in the ICMHS family, because that's what we do. We're educators. Education is the key to getting this world to evolve. I mean, I'm not the first one to say that. That's just a well-known fact. We need to educate people. Both of our schools offer affordable tuition plans. They're a fraction of the traditional college tuition rates. What we teach is so much more practical. You use it immediately. And it teaches you life skills that they should have taught you in school. They didn't teach them to us, So it's really a great thing. And I'm excited about it. And that's all I've got to say about that, I think. I mean, there's a lot more. I could keep on talking about it for a long time.
No, it is very exciting. And again, we're continuing to evolve ourselves. My winter project is my body, thought, memory integration healing course that will be coming up this winter. Now that I'm settled and onto my own, my own thing, and my time's a little bit more flexible, that's my next dive into that project, so you can look forward to that. And actually, I'm calling it quantum healing, so it's exciting. So we're always looking at exciting new things. And if you too are a graduate of IMHS and you have something unique and special that you think would be, a great addition, especially to TFU, then please email Dr. Kelly and let's investigate that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, we appreciate everybody's time tonight in our new time slot, 10:00 p.m. Eastern. We appreciate you, the live listeners. We have a bunch of people in chat. Thanks for your time. It's important to me, and I appreciate it. And I'm glad you keep coming back. And if you've got ideas or topics that you'd like to see us discuss, don't hesitate. Shoot me an email, admin at ICMHS Church, ICMHChurch.org. Got to get that right. You can contact me through the website too, metaphysicalhumanism.org. And next week, we will be back with another edition of our Mindful Expansion that seems to be working, folks. We will try to get speakers on as we can. If you're a graduate, IMHS graduate, and you would like to come on the program and talk about what you do and your message, you have a burning message, then just contact me. We'll get you on. So, anyway, music's probably almost done, if not already done. Time to sign off. So until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Have a great week.
Good night.